are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. I just had some lemonade. Man, when you drink lemonade, I don't know what it is. Is it the pulp? Is it the acid? Kind of coats your throat. I apologize. I thought I would quickly get that in before the break. Don't you guys do that, right? Like, you know, try to get that text in, right, before you pull out of the driveway. I got to hurry before I start to drive. I'm not allowed to drive and text at the same time. All right, so no more lemonade during my show. I got it. How y'all doing out there? Whew. Okay. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. And I know some of you are like, okay, well, she's stalling. I am. I'm stalling because that lemonade is still in the back of the throat. So I need to swallow, right? You know, so then I could do my little premise here, my little preface of the show a little bit more succinctly and clearly. There, I think my throat's back. Okay, these bees. We got some big, huge bees. I don't know if we're allowed to call them killer bees, but these suckers are huge, expanding the width of a palm, apparently attacking people in China. We're going to talk about that. Pretty scary stuff. For those of you who use cocaine, it may actually increase your susceptibility to HIV. So if you decide to get high and then have sex, please use a condom. We're going to talk about this Minnesota man who shot himself in the heart with a nail gun, and he lived. Oh, my gosh. This was a close one. Story we couldn't get to the previous hour because I was talking too much and going on and rambling was cholesterol medication, boosting the health of your gums. These cholesterol medications, these statins, protecting your gums. Still got to brush your teeth, but pretty cool stuff nonetheless. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. A burp is coming. I've got to hurry with the sentence before I burp. Whew, swallow it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a story I also couldn't get to in the first hour that you guys are lucky enough to hear, not that you're going to want this one, is people who get too much sleep could be at risk for heart disease, diabetes, etc. And I know you're like, wait a second, Dahlia, you have been complaining for years about those of us who don't get enough sleep could be at risk for obesity, anxiety, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. Yep, well now they're saying if you sleep too much, same thing. How much is too much sleep? Over 10 hours a night. Now, mind you, if any of you are getting over 10 hours of sleep a night, oh, I mean, wow. I don't even know if I would raise my hand. Just, you know, lay low. I think that's amazing that you could get that kind of sleep. I probably average 6 to 7, right? The kids don't want to go to bed. Nobody listens to me. I'm the only girl in the house, with the exception of the girl kitty cats and a girl dog. I'm the only girl. So everybody thinks mom is whack. So nobody listens to me. And then when I do finally get to go to sleep, when everybody goes to sleep, there's texts and there's computers and there's beeps and there's answering services and there's the dogs and the cats and the snoring next to me. And I just don't get solid sleep. If I get 6 solid hours, I'd be blown away if I do. So I want to lie in bed for hours if I can, but I can't because I go to work on Saturday, Sunday. I'm always up early. But too much sleep could be an issue. Now, they say, according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine study, they found that the risk of coronary artery disease, stroke, and diabetes was even higher among people who slept for a longer period of time, hence 10 hours. So, you got your short sleepers, which are the less than 6 hours of sleep. You got the optimal sleepers, which are 7 to 9 hours. So 7 to 9 hours. So if you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night to wake up at 7, oh, I know, that may be on vacation. Gosh. First of all, who gets to wake up at 7 in the morning? That has got to be amazing. I remember once, I think I might have been in the fourth grade, I was able to sleep until 7 in the morning. I don't think I have ever. I don't even think my alarm clock would know what to do if it was already that late in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. Man. I used to get up at 3:45 every day to get to the hospital by 4:30 in the morning so I could round, see my patients, and be ready by 5:30, 6 a.m. Have everything memorized, cleaned up, done on a bunch of patients. 3:45 in the morning. That was a typical. So my day was almost half over by the time everybody else got to 9 to 5. 9 to 5. My day was half over. Well, not half over if I was doing a 36-hour shift. All right. So, why do we spend so much time looking at sleep? Well, you know, we spend a lot of our hours of the day, in bed. And it's looking at what we do when we sleep. It has not been evaluated or not been emphasized because we look at people when they're awake. It's all about, well, what do you do when you're awake? Because you have control. Well, we actually have a lot of control over our sleep. And if you've noticed over the past 10, 15 years, that's the push we've made. Okay, let's start controlling our sleep. Now, why do we have to control our sleep? Well, many of us will wake up and what? Well, we'll be limping. We'll have foot pain because of our plantar fasciitis. Maybe we need to go to bed with our feet taped. Many of us have shoulder pain because of the way we slept or back pain because of the way we slept. Many of us wake up with hideous breath, right? Possibly being at risk for esophageal throat cancer because of our reflux. Well, maybe when we sleep, we should have the bed up at a 45-degree angle. Maybe some sort of an angle so the acid doesn't go all the way back up to the mouth. Maybe the reason why we're having headaches and neck pain is because of our pillow. Maybe the reason why we have high blood pressure, diabetes, dementia is because we have sleep apnea. So if you've noticed, we are trying to change our day by what we do in bed. Now, this isn't a new thought. You guys don't know this about me. This is the first time revealing this. But I was taught when I was a little girl that if you get up on the wrong side of the bed, it's bad luck. You need to get into the bed and get out of the bed on the same side or it's bad luck. I will never go to the opposite side of the bed to get off. I get in and I get out. I'm superstitious like that. Don't ask why. So we've already been doing some bedtime behaviors to manipulate our day and manipulate our destiny. Why not when it comes to sleep apnea, etc.? All right, getting good sleep, not too much sleep. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
delicious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, if he's out late on a Saturday night, he's not getting his good sleep. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Sorry, I just tried to throw an M&M box in the garbage. You're not really supposed to be eating junk food, but I had some M&Ms here. I know the Halloween candy is on sale. I know. I had lemonade. Then I had M&Ms. Not a big deal. Don't worry, guys. I'm exercising while I do my show so I could burn off that extra sugar. I don't know. Maybe it's that time of the month, but I wanted sugar. So I had lemonade, I had a little bit of M&M's, and so I got caught throwing an M&M. I still have a couple. Doesn't that sound good right now? It's a wrapper. You guys know that we should do that. I mean, I know I'm supposed to talk medical, but I mean, come on, please, okay? I mean, this is a practical show, right? We like our junk food, don't we? Yeah, I do. I have a sweet tooth. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here, okay, and pretend, all right, that I eat completely vegan, that I don't look at sugar, and that I'm this guru, all right, on nutrition. Okay, I know what's good nutrition, but I'm also going to be honest, and I really like chocolate. And every now and then I want to eat some chocolate. And the wrapper just kind of gets me all excited about chocolate, but I'm saving. I got about 6 M&Ms I'm going to save for tomorrow, so I have that during my next break. Nobody eat these M&Ms. I am. You see what I did? I am rationing. Okay, do you guys know how to ration? You ration the chocolate. Now, many of us don't think we have to ration the chocolate because it's Halloween time. And there's all these goodies at Target and Walmart and Kmart and all sorts of stores out there, grocery stores that have chocolate. But remember, by the year 2030, remember we were talking about Armageddon? By the year 2030, chocolate is supposed to be in dire shortage. I don't know what the... Now, yes, I will be menopausal by then. Good point. I will be menopausal. But just because I'm premenopausal now doesn't mean I'm not going to want chocolate later. We have a huge problem with our chocolate crops right now and us being in shortage by the year 2030. So if you don't know how to ration chocolate now, you better figure it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is a very interesting study. There's a survey out, okay, that says we spend 35.7 million days a year looking for missing paperwork. Now, that makes... That number may not make sense, but I guess it's 1.5 days. We're talking like 24 hours, so that would be 36 hours a year looking for missing paperwork. Now, apparently the worst culprits, they say, this is according to Daily Mail, people who have cluttered desks are men over 45, while the neatest are 16 to 24-year-olds. No. They say the average desk is strewn with mess, weighing a good 20 pounds. And 13% of male staff apparently have had issues at work with their untidiness, over 6.9% of women. They claim almost 1 in 10 have lost a new client, customer, or contract as a result of the chaotic state of their desk. They say more than 10% of workers spend 30 minutes or more a week looking for documents, and 1 in 8 claim to have argued with colleagues about the clutter. Half say they really don't see the need for a tidy desk. 1 in 5 said, nah, we don't want to be losing documents. Many blame their clutter on lack of time. You know, it's interesting. I'm in a medical office, and thank God I have the amazing staff that I do. As soon as I'm done with the chart, I give it to them. I don't want anything on my desk. I don't want patient charts on my desk. Patient charts don't belong on my desk. They don't. If I have a patient issue, I'm not going to leave it till the next day. I want it addressed. I want it done. I need everything tucked in before I leave. That's just the way I am. Is my desk a mess? Sometimes. Okay? But it's not a mess from patient charts. It's notes. It's pieces of paper. I don't understand why. I have, you know, the maxi pad. Kind of like cellophane type sticker thing. I have like one of those on my desk at home. I don't have any idea why. Any sanitary napkin stuff happens in the bathroom. You know how you peel it off and then you slap the thing onto the underwear and then you put your underwear on? I have no idea, but I have those things on my desk. Don't ask. You know what I think it is? It's the cat. The cat jumps in, takes a little paper because it's kind of cringy sounding, and then they probably climb up on the desk. So don't ask. I know dogs like use sanitary products. That's pretty scary, but they don't climb up on your desk, so your desk should be good. Pencils, pens, paper clips, earring backings, makeup powder, that kind of crap is on your desk, which is why your desk is probably one of the dirtiest places that you touch each day, even dirtier than your toilet seat. Now, if you really think about it, the toilet seat, if you don't really get any pee or any sort of bodily fluids on it, could technically be cleaner, because what really touches the toilet seat? The skin of the back of your thighs and the skin of the upper part of your butt, right? Because the orifices are within the opening of the toilet seat. So the reason why all these studies come out saying this is dirtier than your toilet seat, this is dirtier than your toilet seat, one is it's a great headline, but two, what do you think is more dirty, your fingers or the back of your thigh that's been in pants or nylons all day? See what I mean? Okay. That's why. Now, I tell you a trick that I just figured out, and I can't believe it took me years, considering I've been spending all this money on my iPhone. What I now do is if I need to take a picture, or if I need to remember something, I now take a picture of it. And I have the, and I know many of you guys that follow me on Facebook, you see my stuff on Facebook. But now, if I have a shopping list, if rather than forget the list, if I always have my phone. I never have the piece of paper. I never know what my mortgage changed to, what the property taxes went up. So I get something in the mail and I take a picture. Now that's bad because then anybody who steals my phone will have, you know, your life and whatever on it. But then as soon as you use it, delete the picture. But I've been now taking pictures of things. Like, for example, my kid's Sunday school schedule. I never know when there's a Jewish holiday. I know the regular Jewish holidays, but I have no idea whether it's Tisha B'Av or Lag B'Omer, and I should know all that. So I'll bring my kid to Sunday school, and there'll be no Sunday school. Or I won't bring my kid to Sunday school, and they're like, what are you talking about? That holiday was like 3 weeks ago. So what do? I take a picture of their Sunday school schedule. Boom. Alright, so you take a picture of their school schedule, you take a picture of that, okay? If you make a, now, that's not gonna remind you, I know many of us need reminders, but I always keep losing, and I am sick and tired of the time waste and the time loss losing things. And it does cost money. It's embarrassing. How many of you have lost a gift certificate and then by the time you found it, the company was out of business because of the recession? How many of you? See? You're losing money. You're losing time. You deserve to eat top ramen that night. Absolutely. All right, but here's the thing. Many of you guys are trying to keep your jobs, okay? A clean desk is extremely important in the eyes of a supervisor, okay? Remember, it's a lot about the aesthetics. Now, an empty desk can hurt you. So you need to find the fine balance between a clean and an empty desk. You get me? Okay, so if your desk is completely cleared off, it looks like you didn't show up that day for work. No, no, no. What you need to do, see, you know what I would do, okay? I mean, I used to have an office job in a human resources office, okay? What I would do is if I had a task sheet or a list of things that needed to be done, this is what you do. And it could be in your own handwriting. You have everything cleaned off and off to the side. But in the center of your desk is a handwritten sheet of everything you were supposed to do, and it checked off or put a line through it like it was done. So if somebody does sneak over to your desk, so you have payroll, line done, completed at this time. This, done, completed. I know some of you are like, wait a second, your colleagues are going to think you're a kiss butt. Who cares? I don't care about the colleagues. I care about pleasing the boss. Have your checklist. It shows that everything was done. Listen to the Dr. Dolly show. Grant submitted the paperwork that my boss wanted, filed the report, finished the report to do tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. If you want to really throw your boss into a euphoric frenzy, have on that check sheet list things for tomorrow. And boom, your plan for tomorrow. That will show them that you are one organized puppy. I gotta tell you, if my staff did it, they'd all get raises. Huh. No, they don't listen to the show. You see, that needs to be on their list. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. go to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I haven't drunk anything since the lemonade earlier, and it's still kind of catching on my throat. It's got to be the stickiness or the sugariness. I don't know, but it's only lemonade. I don't have that problem with anything else. You know, many of you are allergic to lemonade. You get a little tongue tingling whenever you drink a citrus type of drink or a citrus thing. I don't have any other problems with any other drinks. It's not an allergy. It's just something mechanical. Anyway, gums. I love anything that has to do with the teeth and the gums. I think dental is so underappreciated and under-scrutinized and under-discussed when it comes to our health. Well, statin medications, cholesterol medications that you take to protect your heart and prevent heart attacks and drop your cholesterol may actually be reducing inflammation of the gums. Using advanced imaging techniques reported by Drugs.com, researchers were able to see that when people who had gum disease took higher doses of these statin medications, their gum inflammation decreased. They watched these guys for 12 weeks, okay, and they looked for evidence of inflammation or hardening of the blood vessels, arteriosclerotic disease, in the study volunteers, and they found that as blood vessel health improved with these statin medications, so did their gums. Your mouth is a huge sign and predictor of what's going on with the rest of your body. That's what I love about ancient Chinese medicine, looking at the mouth, looking at the tongue, and being able to realize what's going on with somebody. To me, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. It always has. I think that kind of medicine, it's probably one of the coolest things out there. So somebody with bad gums probably has something going on with their heart. Now, not directly correlated, but still. Now, statin medications we use, like Crestor, Lipitor, Pravacol, Mevacor, Levastatin, Pravastatin, Simvastatin, Vitorin, which also has some Zetia with it. These medications help lower your bad cholesterol, the LDL. Too much LDL, as we know, builds up on blood vessel walls, causes these hardening of the arteries. Now, from what we understand in the U.S., 30 million people take these statins, okay? 200 million people worldwide. Now, what about gum disease? Gum disease affects more Americans than heart disease. We may not get it treated. We may just lose our teeth and not care. But half of U.S. adults have gum disease. 30 million of you are taking cholesterol medication. Okay, we may need to up that. And the cholesterol medications, the statins. Now, heart disease is still the number one killer. Okay, but if you think about it, right, how many of us really take care of our teeth? Okay, thank God, God willing, my cholesterol is good. Heart so far has been good. From what I understand from the heart doctor, got to get it checked again. But I get gingivitis. I'll sometimes brush my teeth and then they'll start to bleed a little bit. And then I'm like, ah. And my kids are like, oh, mom's having a period. I'm like, no, I was just brushing my teeth. So, gum disease affects all of us, and there's varying degrees of it. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to just throw myself on a cholesterol medication, but you know how they were talking about a couple years ago where they may just want to have everybody prophylactically on one of these statin medications to prevent heart disease, because heart disease is so much more common out there than we think? This could be another, piece of the pie. I'm hungry. Why am I so hungry today? What is wrong with me? Pie. M&M's, lemonade, that's a problem. I started my day with a little bit of sugar. Start the day with a little bit of sugar, now I want sugar. All right, so anyway, hold the phone, guys, hold the phone. There's a caveat here. All right, I do not want people taking 80 milligrams of any cholesterol medication. You don't have to, okay? I'm very comfortable with the 10, 20, 40 milligram dose. This study, however, they found amazing gum inflammation reduced in people taking the 80 milligrams of the generic Lipitor, the atorvastatin. All right? I understand that. The higher the dose, the more it would work. I'm just not a big fan of 80 milligrams of any statin. What they did is they took a bunch of people, about 83. They assigned them to either the 10 milligram dose, 80 milligram dose, etc. The 80 milligram dose did a lot better gum disease-wise than the 10 milligram dose. I'm not a big fan, though, of the 80 milligrams if you don't need that, okay? I like as little medicine as possible to do the trick. I understand more may be better. Okay, size matters, I get that. But 80 milligrams of Lipitor could cause a little bit more issues with the liver. If you don't have to deal with that, you know, why not? Okay, so check that out. Talk to your dentist, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the luckiest man in Minnesota is not Don, who gets to work the dials for me, and is my engineer for the Dr. Dolly Show. It's actually Eugene Rackow. Now, Eugene, right, because he doesn't have to listen to my show. Eugene Rackow is a 58-year-old self-employed carpenter who shot a nail into his heart while working on a job. This happened September 27th. He was building a deck for a neighbor when he fired the 3.5-inch nail into his chest. No, he was not trying to commit suicide. He didn't know this was happening. As soon as it hit him, he said, I knew I was in trouble, and I thought, man, I got to get someplace to get help fast. Good for him. Now, he didn't call 911. Instead, his wife drove him to Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis. Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, why is the guy having the wife drive? Okay, he'll die just from her driving. Stop that for a second, okay? We women can drive, okay? And you want to know why we could drive? Okay, don't be giving us crap. Now, mind you, he should have called 911. But I'm sick and tired of you men out there saying that a woman behind the wheel means death. Stop that. Just stop it. Get out of your mind. Do you ever see what we do when we drive? Okay, we have the radio going on. We're singing. We got the kids in the background. The kids are fighting. We're giving somebody a guilt trip. We're making mother-in-law jokes. We're doing all this stuff when we drive. Yet, we make it. Okay? We multitask. We women. We multitask. So if this guy thinks that his wife is going to put the pedal to the metal and get her husband, whom she loves, to the hospital faster than 911, he's got some good reason to think so. Anyway, he made it. Hospital heart surgeon Dr. Lewis Lewis. That's his name. Lewis Lewis. That's the name. Dr. Lewis Lewis. Said that the nail actually got into Raquel's heart twice. Maybe it is a typo, because this sentence isn't right. They say hospital heart surgeon, this is on Fox News, Dr. Lewis Lewis said that the nail actually into, so maybe there is a typo here, Raquel's heart twice, but the patient was saved by the design of the nail and a little bit of luck. He said the sternum, which is that bony plate where your ribs join in front of your chest, acted like a 2x4, and that it caught the nail and prevented the nail from going any deeper. That's why the sternum is there. It protects the heart. It's like a shield. And the nail stopped 2 millimeters short of the coronary artery. If you puncture your coronary artery, what happens? Anybody? You die. They said once we were able to get a hold of it, we were able to work it out very carefully, and then it was just a couple stitches, just 2 stitches to repair the injury to the heart. Because there were only 2 stitches, it was covered by Obamacare. I'm sorry. Raquel is currently... sorry. Okay, I'll be nice. Raquel is currently recovering at home with his wife and his 7 children. The wife is still fuming that the husband probably told her, don't drive, you'll kill me. A benefit fund for the family has been set up to keep them going while Raquel stays off his feet. In terms of the neighbor's decking, I don't know if there's a fund going on to help the neighbor finish the decking. As far as I'm concerned, that neighbor should just finish their own damn deck. The guy almost died over it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I love seeing stories like this where things happen that should have killed somebody and it didn't. And it teaches us all to be careful, because now we're all going to be careful with our nail guns. And I get you, nail guns are cool. Mind you, I know I'm a girl, but I didn't play with Barbies growing up. Okay, I loved toy guns. And a nail gun is cool. I like staple guns. I like nail guns. I like guns. So I dig this stuff. It's cool. All right. But something like this is the silver lining is it teaches us all to be careful, and we're happy about it. But then we also get sad, and we think of Steve Irwin, right? The crocodile hunter. Was that his name? Crocodile hunter? Yeah, where he got stabbed in the heart. He was alive. But when he pulled the stingray out, that's what killed him, causing more damage, et cetera. If he would have left it in, the doctors would have possibly been able to do something, which is why we always tell you, when you're stabbed, leave it in. Now, it's against our thinking, though, okay? I mean, I'm sure there's some cases where you should actually remove the blade, right? But for the most part, we just say don't do anything until a doctor can numb you up, right? Hopefully Obamacare pays for a touch bit of lidocaine and gets it out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
All right, guys. Woo-wee. There's supposed to be a lot of good movies coming on soon. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We got the Hunger Games, right? There's going to be another Hunger Games coming. We got another Thor. Thor doesn't even have to act. All he has to do is stand there and say, "Thor." We have The Hobbit, another Hobbit movie. My only problem with the Hobbit series is there's no Viggo Mortensen. But Legolas is coming back. They're bringing Orlando Bloom into this one. You know what it is? Viggo Mortensen is just too sexy. And I think what it is he's so sexified the whole Lord of the Rings that the Hobbit, you know, Elijah Wood, excellent actor, Elijah Wood was supposed to be the main character of the whole Lord of the Rings things. Lord of the Rings, right? But everybody was just so sexified by Orlando Bloom and Viggo Mortensen that Elijah Wood didn't get all the dolls. I mean, if I had a little doll in my room, it wouldn't be of Frodo. It would be of Strider, right? Okay, not that I'm into dolls, but you see what I'm saying? So, but Lord of the Rings, that's going to be good. This Gravity movie That's going to be kind of interesting. You got Sandra Bullock. A lot of us kind of get annoyed by Sandra Bullock. I think she's a good actress, but a lot of us get annoyed by her. So I think many of us want to see her just go out into space and not have to hear from her again. But I guess she's going to live. And again, if there's George Clooney, again, the problem with George Clooney is he's never naked in these movies, right? And he's going to be in an astronaut suit, but I bet you he'll still be sexy. So very busy movie season. Okay, which is extremely important because I haven't really seen a movie in months. And I actually have a freebie movie. I've racked up points at one of the movie theaters. And I really want to use that free ticket. So I gotta come up with something good. Captain America should be coming out with a sequel too. Not sure when. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. No, I didn't really see that. I just, you know, meatballs make me hungry. Don't show me meatballs. I get hungry. Can't see that movie. Okay, let's see. What are we going to talk about here? Oh, man, what is going on with these pop-ups? This is ridiculous. I just had a really good story, and the pop-ups screwed it up. Okay, ooh, here we go. Okay, good. No pop-ups, please. We've got to talk about these big, huge bees. 37 patients in China are in critical or serious condition in hospitals, yet 1,600 have been injured and 40 have been killed by these huge big-ass bees. All right, and what's really bad about these deadly hornets is, you know how we were always taught, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you? Well, these suckers are chasing you down in Shanxi Provincial. According to Shanxi Provincial Government, at least 37 patients are now in critical or serious condition. 40 people have died, 1,600 people in northern China injured, 1,600 victims of these attacks by these big, huge bees have huge bullet-sized wound-looking craters in their skin. I am looking at these suckers. This is scary. You see a man's hand, and the bees or the hornets are along the whole width of it. So pretend you're hitchhiking and you have a bee from the index finger all the way to your pinky finger. That's how big these suckers are. And the stinger is the width of a finger. Okay, are you guys getting me on this? This is some scary stuff. Over the past 3 months in the cities of Anqing, Hangzhong, and Shanglo, they have been apparently the worst affected. The Chinese term for the hornets is hufeng, and the local experts believe that the culprit is the Asian giant hornet or the Vespa mandarinia. Right? Not Princess Vespa from Spaceballs. Vespa mandarinia. It grows up to 5 centimeters long and has a 6 millimeter sting. These stings can cause complete anaphylaxis, put people into shock, put people into renal failure. One of the victims told the local media that the more you run, the more they want to chase you. Now, whenever I see a bee, I was taught to freeze. So what I did, so I just kind of stand there and I go, bee, bee, bee. That happened. We were at a water park the other day on the last day before it closed and there was a bee. So I just stood there and I was like, bee. And then of course all the girls run. They're like, ah, and that's good because then the bee goes and chases after everybody that's running and then I'm free. And I don't do that on purpose. It's just I freeze whenever I see a bee. I never run because I think the bee is going to follow me instinctively. So keep in mind, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you, but don't bug the bee. Staying still. Got it? Okay. An Anqing official told Xinhua that firefighters have been removing hornet nests. Oh, what studs. If they could do that, that is gutsy. The provincial government said hornets are most aggressive in behavior when they mate and migrate in September and October. Because the weather has been dry and warm and because we're into October season, this has contributed to the ferocity of their attacks. And these guys are, you know, it's interesting. When animals are horny, gosh, they're aggressive. I know it's not an animal, but these suckers are big. One of the victims named Moo said she has spent 2 months in the hospital undergoing 13 dialysis treatments, has had over 200 stitches, and still cannot move her legs. I know many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, what happens when Obamacare takes over? Are we going to be able to get care for something like this? I don't know. Okay? All you could do is hope for that we don't have to have Obamacare or that we don't get these bees. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who smoke cocaine, snort cocaine, careful having sex. You may want to use a condom because it'll increase your vulnerability to HIV. Apparently, it increases the pool of those T cells that the HIV infects and makes those T cells more susceptible. Researchers from UCLA found that cocaine causes the CD4 T cells, which are usually refractory to HIV infection, these T cells to be more susceptible to HIV. Now, what they did is they isolated this quiescent CD4 T cells from healthy adults. They exposed the cells to cocaine. I don't know, there was a party, some music going on in the background, and then infected the cells with HIV. Following infection, they monitored the progression of the virus's life cycle, compared that progression with that of virus in cells that have not been exposed to cocaine. You know what you do? You want to know what you do? Let's kind of mix this all together. Take an HIV-infected T cell, put it up close to one of these big sucker bees, let the bee sting the cell, we're done. That should handle it. So they say the potential for cocaine to augment the pool of HIV target cells with a commensurate, boy, that's a big word, increase in the viral reservoir has significant implications for AIDS. This is one whole sentence. The HIV seropositive individuals who abuse or use stimulants such as cocaine. Boy, that was a big sentence. Gosh, I don't even know where the noun and the verb was in this. Oh, he keeps going. The co-epidemics of illicit drug use and infectious disease are well documented, though typically this connection is thought to occur through lifestyle choices and increased exposure. That was John Wary, PhD. Well, we're all wary from that statement. Oh, he keeps going. What often does not come to mind is that the drugs such as cocaine may be helping to fuel infections in the high-risk population by altering the immune system. Okay, so basically, coke could cause HIV to, I guess, affect you worse. Okay, does that make sense? Whew. I tell you, these are, you know, I mean, drugs put a lot of us at risks, okay? Right, we know that. One guess I have would be you also have vasoconstriction. And so when you have vasoconstriction with cocaine, things seem to move where they need to move a little quicker. You know how whenever you get bit by a spider or bit by a snake, we tell you to just calm down so the venom and the poison doesn't spread as quickly. All right. You know, we always tell you don't stress, calm down, take it easy, relax. That's, I think, another issue. And so I wouldn't be surprised if sometimes the speed, right, and maybe a change in the viscosity, because I'm going to start using multisyllabic words. They sound sexy. The viscosity of the blood, maybe certain changes that could possibly happen with cocaine use, maybe. I don't really know what cocaine does with viscosity, but it kind of sounds cool to say viscosity. See, I don't have a lisp. My lisp doesn't come out with viscosity. Superfluous, it can, not viscosity. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. We got a hurricane possibly coming. Oh, no, 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.